traffic seems to be backing up fairly heavily there from Noel McGinley's building back towards the old town. It seems at times there, you know, there's massive gaps in between McGinley Motors and the Tesco roundabout. I've had a number of calls from taxi drivers in particular and driving instructors, and you know, they think it needs to be tweaked. Now, I have made representations to the roads engineers about it, and they told me that the people who install the traffic lights, they have some system of gathering data, and that they're going to come back in 2 weeks and recalibrate them depending on the results that they get. So I hope that'll work, but in the short term, it certainly has been causing a lot of problems. I know from talking to the other councillors that they've all been getting loads of calls about it.
Is there some way of getting a smart system that would allow the lights react to the traffic conditions rather than impose preset conditions on the traffic?
Don't know, to be honest with you, I am aware of those systems. I'm not too sure if they've considered it for letting it get in. I know about me saying something that I'm not too sure about, but I do know they have them in there at the Foyle Bridge in Derry as well, at the Blue Bridge there where you cross over the old bridge on the Foyle. They seem to work really well. I think one of the big issues now at the moment seems to be the pedestrian crossing there just at McGinley Motors, because it seems to be sitting, you know, for quite a long time. When somebody presses the button before it goes back to green again, I'm sure there's improvements certainly can be made on it. We need to make sure that they're put into place as soon as possible, and that traffic flows around the town, you know, in the best manner that it possibly can.